It is a Friday morning. I think this week went fast. I feel like it was just last weekend.
It goes way too fast.
Hey, coming up, we've got 10 After Laughter, Dimitri Martin. Is that it? Hey, coming up right now, Eric
is
Scott.
Is that it?
Eric Scott's got your headlines.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Federal and state investigators appealing for the public's help finding the person who assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The search continues this morning with the release of photos and video of the person they believe is responsible. State cybersecurity officials warning of a new smishing scam. It's similar to the recent texts purported to be from the MVC and EZPass. This one from the Department of the Treasury claiming a refund request was processed and approved. You're requested to provide payment information. Don't click on any of the links. It's a scam. Gruesome new details about the murder of a baby in Lakewood, allegedly at the hands of her parents. 36-year-old Ruben Santiago and 28-year-old Caitlin Gibson charged with killing their 3-month-old. Autopsy results show a fractured skull and brain bleed led to death. What'd you pay for gas this morning? Drivers shocked to see at least an 11-cent a gallon spike since Labor Day. Analysts say we should be done with those sharp increases, but any hope of seeing $2 a gallon again are pretty much over. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Eric Scott, and now here's Dan Zarrow with Shore Weather.
Compared to yesterday, today's forecast features a few extra clouds and temperatures will trend a couple degrees cooler. And that's it. Another very nice mid-September day. We'll see sun this morning and then those clouds will come into play this afternoon. It'll be dry and mild, high of 75 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 62. And for tomorrow, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be warm and pleasant again, high around 76. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.